Hey, this is Anthony.
And Robert talking to you about the Alamo. Hey, Anthony, man, have you ever heard of the Alamo?
Yeah, actually, did you know months prior to the Battle of the Alamo, Texans systematically defeated the Mexican troops already stationed in Texas, the last group of Mexican soldiers in the region, commanded by Santa Anna's brother-in-law, General Martin Perfecto. De Goss surrendered on December 9th following the siege of Bexar.
Yeah, by this point, the Texan army was dominated by very recent arrivals to the region, primarily adventurers from the United States. Approximately 100 Texans were then garrisoned at the Alamo. Texans' force grew slightly with the arrival of reinforcements led by the eventual Alamo co-commanders James Bowie and William B. Travis. Others to come were David Crockett.
Hey, speaking of David Crockett, did you know that as soon as Santa Anna got to the Alamo, Davy almost shot him and ended the war right there, but missed by just a few inches. On February 23rd, approximately 1,500 Mexican troops marched into San Antonio de Baja as the first step in a campaign to retake Texas.
For the next 12 days, the two armies engaged in several skirmishes with minimal casualties. Aware that this garrison could not withstand an attack by such a large force, Travis wrote multiple letters pleading for more men and supplies, but fewer than 100 reinforcements arrived.
In the early morning hours of March 6th, the Mexican army advanced on the Alamo. After repulsing two attacks, Texans were unable to fend off a third attack. As Mexican soldiers scaled the walls, most of the Texan soldiers withdrew into the interior buildings. Defenders unable to reach these points were slain by the Mexican cavalry as they attempted to escape.
Between 5 and 7 Texans may have surrendered. If so, they were quickly executed. Most eyewitness accounts reported between 182 and 257 Texans dead. While most historians of this Alamo agree that 400 to 600 Mexicans were killed or wounded, several noncombatants were sent to Gonzales to spread word of the Texan defeat. The news sparked a panic in the Texas Army. Most settlers and the new Republic of Texas government fled from the advancing army. This is
Anthony
and Robert saying you better pass the tax.
Well, that was an interesting take on American history.